The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, Minister for Health Jennifer Carl McNeill has said that she believes women who have paid for private health care from the Rotunda Hospital from consultants who are on public-only contracts should be refunded now for that care. This comes on the back of an ongoing spat between the Minister and the Rotunda Hospital over consultant obstetricians there on public-only contracts continuing to offer private health care to their patients. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Labour Party Health spokesperson Marie Sherlock. Marie, there are lots and lots of different facets to this spat between the minister and the hospital, but where do you stand on the position that public-only contracts, the consultants on them, should not be offering private healthcare currently?
Good evening, Ciara. And yes, the issue is complicated, but I suppose let me be very clear. The Labour Party has always had the view that publicly funded hospitals should be providing public healthcare, and private healthcare should take place in private hospitals, and there needs to be a separation of the two. I think there is a wider issue here about the issue of what is choice, maternity choice, and I think that probably goes to the heart of the whole myriad of issues here. And look, all too often, and I suppose some of the comments during the week has kind of reduced choice to the purchasing power of women. I suppose by and large reflects the fear of women of the public system and wanting to get that one-on-one care. But really, when we talk about choice, we should be talking about leveling up maternity services, so making sure that the public system can actually meet everybody's needs.
Yeah,
but there's no private hospital offering maternity care. But there is. But just the other thing on choice, right? But I think this is just important to say this, Ciara. So, like, back in 2016, when the National Maternity Strategy was being written, the strategy was very clear then that choice, is not just about being able to pay for private, or in fact, it didn't refer to that at all. It talked about being able to access home births, the domino scheme, which is the excellent scheme whereby, you're cared for in the community, midwife-led centres. And yet we only have, in 2026, two midwife-led centres in Cavan and in Drogheda.
Okay, that's slightly tangential to this issue, though, as we both know.
I'm just saying, choice
specifically
is broader than just going private.
Sure, and you're fully right. But specifically on this issue, where do you stand on the issue of these public-only consultants in the hospital offering private healthcare to patients? By the way, patients who want private healthcare and who are going privately, who are also complicated by the fact that they are entitled to public healthcare in that hospital anyway.
Yeah, so look, I suppose consultants on the public-only consultant contract should only be providing public health care within the public hospital.
So you support the minister's position?
I do, but like, as in, I suppose it's the position of all of us who have signed up to Sláinte Care, which again is coming into its 10th year now, that public healthcare should be, public hospitals are for public healthcare. The one thing I will say, though, is that there is, when you look at the contract itself, there is, I think the HSE and the Department of Health have left themselves exposed, though, because there is an option within the contract that if a consultant is to get permission from their employer, and in this instance, it would be the Rotunda or whoever else, for them to conduct private activity, then that is possible. And I think there is an issue with the operation of the contract itself. And I suppose
and
the question
would you
that
support,
I would have to pose,
Marie, and
this isn't
a trick question or a loaded question. I'm just very interested in how we're going to get out of this mess. Would you support then some kind of a derogation being made for maternity care to allow that to happen, in the absence of any private hospital in the country where we want private healthcare to be carried out going forward? None of the private hospitals offer maternity care. So should there be a derogation? Because women, as you know, are going mad about this, saying that they fully accept that domino, etc., is part of choice. But some of them want a choice of going privately because they believe it gives them a continuity of care at a time when they're very vulnerable.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, like, I suppose if I'd be very clear, maternity choice is best met when we have a properly resourced public maternity service. Like, the reality is we have less midwives in our public healthcare system now than what we did back in 2020. And, you know, and we know that there's an increasing number of complex pregnancies and difficulties with regards to birth. And yet we have less midwives in the system. So I think that tells a story in itself about the attitude by the Department of Health towards resourcing maternity services. And I think that's where the conversation needs to be at. So I suppose to give you a very clear answer, I wouldn't support a derogation. I think, from what I'm hearing, there may be the possibility that some of the private hospitals will begin to start offering private obstetric care, and that's fine, and good luck to them. For women will be there.
I've heard some suggestion that may be the case too. But in the meantime, we have a minister who's suggesting that insurance may not be covering the rotunda properly anymore, the indemnity scheme, who has suggested that funding may be pulled from the rotunda in some way, or extension or expansion of funds may be pulled from the rotunda, and has now further upped the ante by suggesting that women who are currently or have recently attended the rotunda, who are privately attending there but attending consultants on public contracts, are owed a refund. So this is very much a stick, not a carrot, coming from the minister in terms of what she wants the rotunda to do.
Yeah, well, I think firstly now we need to dial down the drama, okay? And rather than people huffing and puffing against each other, we actually need to actually take a step back and look at exactly what's going on. So as I understand it, the number of consultants who wish to continue, who are on the public only consultant contract and are trying to continue with some private work is very small. But I think the second key thing here is that it was completely over the top that the HSE would threaten to pull the rotunda's funding this week, given that it would hurt the very women that the HSE is saying that it wants to protect. So I think we kind of all need to take a step back now here and say, well, right, what needs to happen? We need to make sure that those consultants on the public only consultant contract are providing public care within that hospital. It's also important for listeners to know that the contract allows them to undertake private care or, you know, care outside of that hospital in other settings. And I think maybe sometimes that gets lost in the conversation. But when they're in the rotunda, it should be public care.
Okay, so you support that aspect of this. Can I ask you just maybe lastly, Marie, what about all the women who are so upset about this? And I'm sure you've heard them on the airwaves. They're all over social media. Women who, and I appreciate that this isn't an issue for every woman in the country, some of whom could never afford to go privately and therefore it's not an issue for them. But for the almost 50% of women in this country who do have private healthcare that want this, they feel, and this is what they are saying, that once again, women's healthcare is where choice is being removed. That if you have something wrong with your prostate, or you have something wrong with your penis, or you have something wrong with your male big toe, you are able to choose to go privately wherever you want. But for this very important aspect of women's healthcare, there is no choice.
So I suppose, Ciara, why does anybody take out private health insurance? Why does anybody go private, right? Because they're looking to get faster access, okay? And if we have a really good public healthcare system, then that desire to go private will fall away. And so that is why I think we need to have a genuine conversation about what choice is. It means better resourcing of our public maternity services. It means that if women want to have a home birth, that they can have a home birth. Because they're all the issues. Like, isn't, you know, women have come to me saying actually they wanted to have a home birth, but they couldn't have a home birth because they didn't have health insurance. So we have a bit of a dysfunctional system out there at the moment. And if I be very honest, I think some of the response by the department, by the minister, by the HSE has been a deflection of their own failures in properly resourcing maternity services. Like, you know, even that the rotunda neonatal unit is having to operate out of completely substandard accommodation, providing absolutely brilliant care, but that it's been waiting for years and years to try and get the green light for the funding to develop a new neonatal intensive care unit.
Of course, it was turned down by after complaints.
And it, And it was. But that speaks volumes in itself. So I think the conversation needs to be now about how we ensure that we properly resource the system, and then women won't feel the need to have to go private.
I suspect that that's a very long-term change of attitudes. But we're going to have to leave it there.
It's about money. It's about money. It is about ensuring that we have the sufficient number of staff in place. And if we're always going to say it's going to be long-term, we'll never achieve anything.
Thanks for talking to us. We're going to have to leave it there. But thank you very much. That is Labour Party Health spokesperson Marie Sherlock.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.